From Radio K-Man's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. The premier is heading to New York City. More from Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller.
The Honorable Alda McLaughlin will leave K-Man on Sunday to attend the 7th annual Cayman Finance New York Breakfast Briefing on Tuesday. At the meeting, he will deliver remarks promoting the Cayman Islands as a reliable and stable jurisdiction in which to do business. Those attending the meeting will learn about the latest developments in the Cayman Islands financial services industry from the premier and other speakers. Later that day, the delegation will attend the second annual Cayman Finance New York Reinsurance Roundtable. With more than 600 captive insurance and reinsurance companies and several large reinsurance companies domiciled in the Cayman Islands, this is a, quote, important sector for Cayman's financial services industry.
The opening of Grand Court provides an opportunity for the Cayman Islands Legal Practitioners Association to give an update on the industry's progress and challenges. Here's Radio Cayman's April Cummings with more.
The Cayman Islands Legal Practitioners Association, SILPA, says in the past year, the entity has enhanced its organizational capabilities, as well as advancing a number of projects on behalf of the legal profession. SILPA President David Collins says there are a number of challenges ahead, and at the center of it all, legal services reform, which he described as critical. In his speech, he said 90% of all practicing attorneys are now SILPA members, an indication the vast majority of attorneys have united in a single industry body. Mr. Collins says more than 400 attorneys attended SILPA's first annual general meeting, representing the largest turnout ever of attorneys at an AGM in the history of the profession, demonstrating a renewed engagement of attorneys on the issues facing the profession and support for the organization in addressing them. Among the areas of focus, AML supervision, legal education, and the legal services bill, which SILPA has engaged a broad group of attorneys to work on. But Mr. Collins says it's really all part of a wider legal services reform initiative, which he sees is essential for the continued success of the profession, the wider financial services industry, and the jurisdiction. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
In other local news, creator and founder of the Alex Panton Foundation, Jane Panton, is eager to learn at the upcoming third annual Youth Mental Health Symposium how the programs launched by the foundation have developed since their conception.
This year, we are actually having a panel of youth from our Youth Ambassadors program. Our programs this year are focusing on building resilient youth. And the Youth Ambassador program is a peer-led group that inspires other youth to accomplish their dreams and overcome their challenges and overcome their internal struggles.
The growth of the Emotional Literacy Project will also be explored at the symposium.
We're hoping to put it in all schools and after-school programs to give access for kids between the ages of 5 and 9 years old. And what it does, it teaches children how to deal with the everyday challenges that may cause them distress, which if they know how to deal with them properly, it makes them easier to reach their goals and build resilience.
The Youth Mental Health Symposium will take place on February 22nd at the Ritz-Carlton. Turning to regional news now, British Virgin Islands Premier Andrew Foy has said his administration will be giving 100 citizens half acre of land for the cultivation and production of medical marijuana. We got the details now from Carib Update's Wendy Chateau.
Foy said the program should begin in May. The government is also working on incentives for potential investors. Foy, who is also the British Virgin Islands Minister of Finance, noted that the Medical Marijuana Initiative will provide career opportunities, including product development, processing, as well as marketing and research.
That's Carib Update's Wendy Chateau reporting. We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it from me. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News with Nick Kelly. The head of Malta's police force has resigned following criticism that he mishandled the investigation into the murder of the journalist Daphne Caruana Galizia. Malta's new prime minister said Lawrence Cutajar was standing down so that the police could be reformed. Ms. Caruana Galizia was killed in 2017. She'd been looking into allegations of high-level corruption. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has ordered an investigation into the release of a secret recording of the Prime Minister criticising him. Oleksiy Honcharuk offered to resign after the footage emerged, but he says it's misleading and has been edited. BBC News.